This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now it's straight seating for 2025, so we can allow the committee to really do their damage now and really let conference bias and big school bias reign supreme.
Yeah, why not? Rip the Band-Aid off. Even do a reseed for the second round and let everyone just put together the best television product. Like, college football is not, you said it in jest there, but you know it's because it's dripped in reality. College football has always swerved towards basically giving the big programs and the big time teams all the attention. Why don't you just swerve into that even harder?
I just think so. It's less that I have a problem with them doing this. It's why not just wait till you go? Like, you're just every year it's a moving target.
Well, so 2026, the Big Ten and the SEC gets to basically be in charge of the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And so they have every right to then turn around and change it, but it's moving in their direction. So I don't know. I don't think that they will. If anything, they'll just go harder into what we're talking about.
I just think, like, listen, there's been so much change for traditional college football fans that I don't think you need to speed the clock up anymore. And I wish they would have just done it last year, quite frankly, of the straight seating, because it is just common sense, by the way.
It would have been better if it was just done last year, for sure.
But I just continue to come back to the idea of, like, all right, like, let's give, with all this stuff, like, it's funny, because there's really just no oversight on so many different things. There's just we went from glacial change in college football, where it took 10 years to get anything done. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To every year, there's a new mountain of change that is just speeding by, even with NIL and how, you know, I know Danny White the other day, the Tennessee AD, talked about collective bargaining.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I know we keep changing because we're evolving into this NIL world, but man, I got to imagine, while I do think the college football playoff is good for the national conversation around college football, and it elongates that. Now that we have 12 teams, it elongates the conversation to me from starting in the middle of October until the middle of January. That's a good thing. That's making it national. That has to be a good thing financially for college football, but there are so many different levels of change that I can imagine there are some diehard college football fans that this is just not what they signed up for.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for the previous few years now, we've been battling with people that have a problem with the NIL, that have a problem with any players that want to sit out in certain moments. Like, it's an ongoing fight. I do think they're making strides in the right direction, and I prefer that they actually change it now, because I like this better. I like this much better than what happened last year. So I'm in the try to get it right and then take as many swings as you can with, if you have something that you just know wasn't right and last year wasn't right, try to fix it. It's okay. It's early.
216-474-0092. We have another change. So just for you guys, if you are a college football diehard, if you're just a casual, does another change or impact your interest in the college football playoffs or just college football in general? We do have a hot dog count update. Now, Matt Corrale, the start of the show, we had three hot dogs.
Again, unabashedly just eating these things.
The Guardians, Curtis Danberg of the Guardians, brought hot dogs for the Morning Boys and a cavalry of things for the Morning Boys today. Well, there were some hot dogs left over.
Any of those jerseys left over, or do we miss out on those too?
I think we missed out on those as well. Oh. And then they were transported.
Curtis, don't be shy next time.
All down the line there. And so when we came in, when I walked in today, there were five hot dogs. And then by the start of the show, there were three. Then while we were talking about it, it reminded Matt Corrale that there were some raw dogs down there. He took another dog down. We were at two.
He raw dogged it.
I think we're at two dogs. We're still at two dogs. We're holding strong at two dogs.
It was Matt. Is Matt bullied out of taking another hot dog?
No.
He said he ate three of them already.
Why
stop at three? Why don't you go for four?
That shows the intestinal constitution of a 22-year-old man.
Does Mac want a hot dog and just isn't going for it because now we're talking about it on the air?
Mac, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I'm sure. You seem like you wanted a hot dog and then we're talking about it. And now because we're talking about it, maybe you don't want a hot dog anymore.
No, I'm all right. Or I had a big breakfast this morning.
We actually do have a little bit of breaking news here.
Okay.
I got news for you.
This is from the Guardians PR team. Ben Lively sought a second opinion on his injured right elbow with Dr. Keith Meester of the Meester practice in Arlington, Texas. I confirmed the presence of a flexor tendon injury, while also noting medical elbow joint laxity due to insufficient ulnar collateral ligament. Boy, did you just give me... You set me up to fail there, Keith.
He's laughing the entire time.
He's like, let the dumbass read all these big words. So, no surgical date has been set, but it is expected in the coming days with Dr. Meester. Return to play time frames in similar cases are 12 to 16 months, so it does look like Tommy John for Ben Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I like that they put the estimated times at the end of it now. That's a good touch by the Guardians.
It was so weird because for a minute there, I thought we were getting to like shorten with the one time frame with the one Tommy John, the internal brace procedure. It was like, Tommy John's are only going to take 7 to 8 months from here. And now we're back to 12 to 16 months. I feel like we've gone the opposite way with Tommy John's. We're regressing where it takes longer to get over Tommy John's now.
Not great, obviously. It stings for not only the rotation, but it stings for Ben Lively. It took him so long to kind of carve out his path in baseball, and he finally got there and at such an older age, and now he just has this problem. It stinks. You feel for him.
The thing that makes me feel worse for Ben is Ben's, I think, like 32.
Yeah.
And he's still in his arbitration years.
I know. It took him forever to get here was the problem. He's now 33, turned 33, I guess, 79 days ago. So
he's
33.
Gosh.
I mean, and then you're going to try to come off Tommy John surgery when it took him so long to have any amount of success in baseball. And then he finally got there and then it just gets ripped apart from him. It's soul crushing. I couldn't write a script that is more devastating for him.
Well, the good news for Ben.
I guess at least he got there at some point.
I was going to say the good news is he was the Guardians' best pitcher when he was healthy this year. And if you combine the last year and a half, Ben's put a year and a half of good starting out there. He'll get three or four more cracks at this. Even though he doesn't throw hard, he doesn't throw as hard as a lot of people. There's a lot of things going against him. But because he's had the success he has the last year and a half with the Guardians, I fully expect he'll still make a little bit more cheddar in baseball.
I mean, I would hope so. I got to look up his injury history, though, and see if he's had it before. Because the second time for Tommy John surgery is that in many ways for a lot of pitchers, like Otani's coming back from his second time of having it. It's not impossible to come back from it, but the rate is about 25% across baseball. Like it is very much the grim reaper of the sport, especially coming off a second time.
Especially if you're already not a guy that goes out there and throws 98, 99, 100 miles an hour. So that is the latest news here from the Guardians. I don't know that this is like unexpected. When you hear forearm tightness in your throwing arm, there's certainly a connotation that comes with that. You just hate it for the player, and it starts to cut into that depth where fortunately right now you've got every time you go out there, it's not great results, but you at least do have a steady five-man rotation right now. But that is one man down that they had, kind of built into this thing kind of going forward.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, exactly right. The depth gets hurt, and now we'll see. And it really is we're just counting down the days until we can get Bieber back here.
216-474-0092. So Ben Lively does need a Tommy John surgery there. He'll be out 12 to 16 months, very likely. We do have to give, though. So from the Guardians rotation pessimism or maybe skepticism, maybe some optimism here. We have reasons. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.